Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. If you listen in real time, I am so sorry for not being here the last few days. I ended up getting a last-minute job, and because it was last-minute, I surely wasn't prepared. So I apologize if you've been refreshing. Normally, I like to give you some sort of warning. And trust me, you're all I've been thinking about while I was working a 9-to-5 for the first time in a long time. That said, I am fully onboarded, and I'm hoping I can get back to a more balanced take and hopefully continue doing this regularly. That said, it does feel like a good time to transition into a Monday through Friday episodic show rather than doing every day, since I've been thinking about doing this for a while and reposting older episodes on the weekend. Either way, I appreciate you bearing with me as I'm figuring out how to deal with this transition. That said, today I want to share an article I have not stopped thinking or talking about since I read it, and although the article is over a year old, it was introduced to me for the first time about a week ago. It does feel like one of those articles that could have been written yesterday. As is always the case, you can access the full article by clicking the link in the show notes, which I highly encourage you to do, especially considering there really isn't enough time to share the whole thing. That said, this article is about the super rich preppers who are planning to save themselves from the apocalypse. And I have a lot of thoughts about doomsday preppers. I'm someone who has seen every season of Alone, and I've packed several bug out bags just in case. But I truly believe the fear that we have instilled in us about needing a military-grade bunker for every single family is just another cash grab. You have to remember that the prepping doomsday industry is worth billions and billions of dollars. And as this article mentions in the headline, tech billionaires are buying up luxurious bunkers and hiring military security to survive a societal collapse that they helped create. But like everything they do, it has unintended consequences. Now, this article was written by Douglas Rushkoff, and immediately upon reading it, I realized that I would be quoting the hell out of it for this episode because I really appreciate the way he writes, but also agree with 99% of the opinions he's stated throughout this. He starts by saying, "As a humanist who writes about the impact of digital technology on our lives, I'm often mistaken for a futurist. The people most interested in hiring me for my opinions about technology are usually less concerned with the building tools that help people live better lives in the present than they are at identifying the next big thing through which to dominate them in the future. I don't usually respond to their inquiries. Why help these people ruin what's left of the internet, much less civilization? Still, Sometimes a combination of morbid curiosity and cold hard cash is enough to get me on a stage in front of the tech elite, where I try to talk some sense into them about how their businesses are affecting our lives out here in the real world. And that's how I found myself accepting an invitation to address a group of mysteriously described ultra-wealthy stakeholders out in the middle of the desert. The author goes on to share the start of his journey, which he says started out innocuously and predictably enough. They asked him standard questions like, should we invest in Bitcoin or Ethereum, virtual reality or augmented? But eventually, they started in on the real topic of their concern, which seemed to revolve around which areas and regions would be least affected by the coming climate crisis. And the questions got worse from there. Seemingly, all of the questions they asked were rooted in fear and control. He explains that one of the CEOs explained that he had nearly completed his building of the underground bunker system, but was concerned on how to maintain authority over his security forces after the event. The author says that that single question occupied them for the rest of the hour. And I quote, "They knew armed guards would be required to protect their compounds from raiders, as well as angry mobs. One had already secured a dozen Navy SEALs to make their way to his compound if he gave them the right cue. But how would he pay the guards once crypto was worthless, or how would he stop the guards from eventually choosing their own leader? The billionaires considered using special combination locks on the food supply that only they knew, or making guards wear disciplinary collars of some kind in return for their survival, or building robots to serve as guards and workers, if that type of technology could be developed, quote-unquote, in time. But here's why I like this author so much. He says he tried to reason with them. He made pro-social arguments for partnership and solidarity as the best approaches to our collective long-term challenges. The way to get your guards to exhibit loyalty in the future was to treat them like friends right now. You can't just invest in ammo and electric fences. You must invest in people and relationships. Apparently, though, the billionaires rolled their eyes, thinking that this was some hippie philosophical argument. But the author reminds us that this is probably the wealthiest, most powerful group that he had ever encountered. Yet here they are asking a Marxist media theorist for advice on where and how to configure their doomsday bunkers. And the author says that's when it hit him, that this was a talk about the future of technology. And I quote, "Taking their cue from Tesla founder Elon Musk, colonizing Mars, or Palantir's Peter Thiel, reversing the aging process, or artificial intelligence developers Sam Altman and Ray Kurzweil opening their minds into supercomputers, these billionaires were preparing for a digital future that had less to do with making the world a better place than it did with transcending the human condition altogether." And I'll leave you with this quote before we get back into this tomorrow, but he says, "Their extreme wealth and privilege served only to make them obsessed with insulating themselves from the very real and present danger of climate change or rising sea levels, mass migrations, global pandemics, nativist panic, and resource depletion. For them, the future of technology is about only one thing, escape from the rest of us. These people once showered the world with madly optimistic business plans for how technology might benefit human society. Now they've reduced technological progress to a video game that one of them wins by finding the escape hatch. Will it be Bezos to space or Thiel to New Zealand compound or Mark Zuckerberg to his virtual metaverse? And these catastrophizing billionaires are the presumptive winners of the digital economy. The supposed champions of the survival of the fittest business landscape that's fueling most of this speculation to begin with. But what I came to realize is that these men are actually the losers. They have succumbed to a mindset where, quote-unquote, winning means earning enough money to insulate themselves from the damage that they are creating by earning money in that way. It's as if they want to build a car that goes fast enough to escape from its own exhaust." I love that quote so much. I'm going to leave you with that for now. Tomorrow, I'll wrap up this article because there are some really hopeful thoughts throughout it that I haven't gotten to, But in the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, beautiful.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.